Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf lamed hey. We're holding the top line on the Amid, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Amar Rebbe. Before we begin Amar Rabbi Yonason, Amar Rebbe, we should just quickly review what Ula said yesterday. Because as you'll see, the Gemara shortly is going to ask, what do I need both Ula and Rabbi Yonason? So what did Ula say yesterday? Back on Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, almost halfway down the Amud, Amar Ula. Since he focuses on chulin shenasu al taras truma, that's kind of a giveaway that he is in the camp of Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Elazar. You recall yesterday in the Mishnah, we quoted Rabbi Elazar, talked about a person who's eating chulin al taras hakoidish, and then Rabbi Yeshua said, not chulin shenasu al taras truma, whether Rabbi Yeshua also agrees to the concept of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We had a machloikis yesterday in the Gemara, as you will recall. Anyway, putting that aside, oichel shlishi shel chulin, a person ate a shlishi of chulin, which is nasu al taras truma. In other words, he was very careful, he was a kohen. All of his chulin he ate on that higher madrega of taras truma. And he ate it. Now what happens to him now? Nifsal gufoi mi le'echol bitruma. What does that mean? So Rashi says, although the Gabi Hilchos Maga, in terms of touching, he cannot do anything wrong in the sense that he is already a Shlishi. If he were to go and touch Chulin, Chulin doesn't go beyond a Sheni anyway. Were he to go and touch Truma, Truma maximum is a Shlishi, so therefore if he ate a Shlishi, he could not do any Tuma damage vis-a-vis Truma, because Truma, the maximum is a Shlishi. However, nevertheless, even though he's allowed to go and touch Truma, he's not allowed to go and eat Truma. That's very interesting. Where did we have that? So Rashi says, again back on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Bechulin Shenasu, it's about 10 lines from the top of the Amid, Kedaparishas, when we're talking about the Oicho Shlishi Shel Chulin, Kedaparishas, talking about Shlishi Shel Chulin. Rashi Lechoy is just repeating the Gemara, and because of that, there are some that take out the first few words and say really applies to the earlier Gemara. Anyway, Zukti Gemara, Ha Shlishi the Truma Haba, is Lamaisa by eating the Shlishi Shel Chulin, so now he becomes at best a Shlishi, Vikim the Shlishi who Pasul Mikri. Then, as we know, when it comes to Hilchois Tuma by Truma, it only goes until a Shlishi. That's why we don't say that a Shlishi by Truma is Tame. We say that a Shlishi by Truma is Pasul. I mean, you can go and say Tame. Nobody's going to go and take you to the police because of that. But the point is, the proper term when you're talking about Tuma by Shlishi by Truma, it's Pasul because it cannot spread the Tuma further. Now the key to this shtickle gemara of Ula, unehida matzi leminga betruma. So now the shlishi is allowed to hold on to and take the truma in hand, because it cannot cause any further tuma damage to the truma, because the truma is maximum a shlishi, and he is a shlishi. Meichol miyalei matzi yochol, but he should not go and eat from that truma. Nevertheless, so even though he's a shlishi, cannot cause any further damage by Truma, because the Truma goes to a Shlishi, doesn't go to a Revi. Nevertheless, but don't eat from the Truma. My Kamash Malon, and that's the earlier Gemara. So, bottom line is we have Ula, you ate from a Shlishi, Shenasu al Taras, a Chulit, Shenasu al Taras, a Truma. There's no problem in touching, but there's a problem in eating.
Since it was chulin, effectively, it wasn't really truma. So basically, it really wasn't. I guess I'm just trying to.
So that's why we started this off as an introduction to Rabbi Yonason. Om Rabbi Yonason, Om Rabbi, Ho Oicha Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma. The reason why the Gemara says truma atzma is to differentiate. We're not talking about chulin shenas al taras truma. We're talking about truma itself. What's the halacha? Same thing. Osir lechol. He's not allowed to go and eat further from Truma. because he has a status of a shlishi, umutaliga, but he's allowed to go and touch the truma. Why? Because he cannot cause any damage to truma, because truma goes that maximum to shlishi anyway, and he's a shlishi. When a person goes and touches chulin, truma, kodshim, he can only go one step further down. It's a downgrade. So if he is a rishon by chulin, he causes the chulin to become a sheni. If he happens to be a sheni, he cannot cause any damage to chulin, because the only damage he would be able to cause is to make something into a shlishi. But chulin doesn't go to a shlishi. Chulin stops at a sheni. So the same concept now applies to truma. This person has a status of a shlishi. He can eat as much truma as he wants. Not eat. He's allowed to touch as much truma as he wants. Why? Because the damage that he would cause would to be metame on the level of a revi. Guess what? By truma, there is no concept of revi, only by kodshim. And that's why he says mutaliga. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yonis and Amar Rabbi is, even though you're allowed to go and touch the truma, because since he's a shlishi and he cannot cause any truma damage in terms of touching, but also lechem, but he's not allowed to eat from that shlishi, from the truma, even though he's already a shlishi. And therefore, says Rabbi Yisai,
he's not a kohen, even if he's a kohen.
Even if
must be talking about
he has to be a kohen. Only a kohen can eat truma.
Right. Having nothing to do with truma v'tahara. If he's a zor, chol zor lo yechol kodesh. Zor is not allowed to eat truma. If he does, he gets chas hashalom misa b'dei shemai. But so therefore, what did Rabbi Yonis and Amar Rebbe tell us? A person that actually ate truma atzma, a shlishi of truma atzma. So now he becomes tamei, and now he wants to go and continue to eat truma or to touch the truma. So we're saying maximum this person has become is a shlishi, just like the truma itself that he ate. So he's allowed to go and touch truma because truma only goes to a shlishi, and he can only create revis. He's a shlishi. A shlishi cannot go and create anything more than a revi. Like truma nishtoka revi. So therefore, mutaliga. But also lecha, but you're not allowed to go and eat from truma. And therefore, this is virtually identical to what Ula said. That a oichel shlishi shel chulin shenasal taras truma, nifsal gufa mi lechol betruma. And remember what did Rashi say? Nehida motzi leminga, he's allowed to touch the truma. Because since he is a shlishi, by truma doesn't go to a revi. So you can touch as much as you want. You're a shlishi. It's a shlishi. That's it. However, he's not allowed to go and eat from the truma. And therefore, l'choyre Rabbi Yonis and Amar Rabbi and Ulav yesterday are saying the same halacha with only one distinction. And that is, Ula is talking about chulisha nasu al taras truma. It's not really truma. It's really chulin. But he has taken upon himself the chumra of eating b'taras truma. And Rabbi Yonis and Amar Rabbi today is talking about the eight mamish truma, nishka chulin shenasu. Mamish truma. The Gemara wants to know, why do I need the itzrich the Ula? Why do I need Ula's halacha of yesterday? The itzrich the Rabbi Yonison. In other words, aren't we being repetitive? And the Gemara says, no, we're not repetitive. We need both halachas. Careful, careful, careful. Why do we need both halachas? So now, remember, each one of them has a kula and a chumra. Each of Ula and Rabbi Yonis and Amar Rebbe have a kula and a chumra. What kula and chumra? Both of them say you're allowed to touch the truma. Both of them say you're not allowed to eat from the truma. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why you need both. The imid Ula, when we have Ula of yesterday, have a mina hanimil b'chun shenasal taras a truma. The reason why you're allowed to go and touch truma and not be concerned, because his level of truma is diminished by the fact that he wasn't really eating truma in the first place. He ate chulin shenasu al taras truma. So therefore, the truma that he got was on a very, very low frequency. And that's the reason why he's allowed to go and touch the truma. Now, the truma, if he had eaten not chulin shenasu, but real McCoy truma, and he became a shlishi, then I would say, b'neginami osir, don't even touch truma. You're a shlishi. It's Rav Rabbi Yonis, so that's why you need the halacha of Ula, to go and tell you, not only in the case of chun shenasal taras a truma, you're allowed to touch the truma, But even in the case of, like Riodison's case, where he actually ate truma itself, so therefore he has now become a much higher level of truma, it's Riodison to go and say, no, even in the case of truma atzma, benegia is mutter. The Imid of Yonison, if we only say of Yonison's halacha in the top of the Yomid, haba mina hani mila truma. That's not because he ate truma atzma. He ate a shlishi of truma atzma. So therefore, his body now became tomei with a tum of truma. And therefore, now don't go and eat further truma. Now, v'chulin, if he didn't eat actual truma of a shlishi, but he ate chulin, which was a shlishi, how did chulin become a shlishi? Because his nasis altaris atruma, so that's so much weaker, I would think, because he's only a shlishi, he should be able to go and eat truma, because truma doesn't go beyond a shlishi anyway. Tzrich, that's why you have to have both halachas to tell you. Both in the case when he eats only chulin shenas altaris atruma, is there the din, both that you're mutter benegia and osir ba'achila, the same thing applies to if you eat the truma atzma, a shlishi of truma atzma, that it was tameh, then this individual, he's allowed to go and touch other truma, but he's not allowed to go and eat other truma. That's what we have, both Ula and Rabbi Yonasan. And now we start a new memory now. Yosef Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamed Rav Nachman of Yosef, and he said the following halacha. Ha'oichel shlishi shel chulin shenasu al taras ha-koydish. Now, since we're talking about taras ha-koydish, typically, we are getting into Reb Lezer's field because he talks about going to Nachal Taras HaKodesh. Remember, Aliba Derbi Shui and a Machloikis yesterday whether he also agrees to the concept of Chulin Shal Nasal Taras HaKodesh. Aye, so why did Reb Yeshua focus on Chulin Shal Nasal Taras HaTruma? To tell you, not only if you took upon yourself the elite of the elite Chumris of Chulin Shal Nasal Taras HaTruma, of HaKodesh, but even Chush and Nasal Taras HaTruma, this person also has on him certain additional halachas, like we had yesterday. So it was machloikis what Rabbi Shua held. Okay, anyway, getting back to Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Zokter Hazeh, a person eats a shlishi shel chulin, shenasal taras hakodesh, so he's not eating actual truma or kachim, but only chulin, which is a shlishi. Chulin normally doesn't go to a shlishi. Chulin normally only goes to a sheni. But since it's nasal taras hakodesh, it goes to a shlishi. So what's it then? Tohar le'achol ba'kodesh. He's allowed to eat real kachim. Now, before we continue on, that sounds so strange. If he is a shlishi, and since kachim goes to a ravi, how can he, not only can't he eat it, he can't even touch kachim, because a shlishi can be matame a ravi. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says, not only can he touch the kachim, he can even eat the kachim. Why? She'en l'chadover she'ois revi ba'koidish. El koidish mekudosh bilvad. It's a kvali gechidish Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel is telling us that to create a revi, the only thing that can create a real revi is a real shlishi. What is the definition of a real shlishi? When it has not only kedushas domin, which Rashi refers to as Kedushas HaPeh, but it has to have Kedushas HaGuf. So what do you mean by all that? So let's talk about, we have L'moshel, a Karban Mincha. You all know a Karban Mincha is flour. When a person goes and brings flour for a Karban Mincha, he brings it from his own base. He doesn't have to, he could get it from the Gizbar, but he's allowed to go and bring it from his own home, and he brings it in a plastic container. I'm only saying plastic, in other words, it has no Kedushas HaGuf. How did it become a mincha? Because he said, this mincha, this flour, I'm hereby designating for a carbon. Let's make it simple, a mincha solas, so you don't have to get now into problems of mafetaner, marcheshes, machlas. Mincha solas. He now brings it into the base of Migdish, and the first thing that the Kohen does, he says, is, oh, you bring a carbon mincha. At the moment, it only has Kedushas HaPeh, Kedushas Damim. You have to now insert it into the midah of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kli Sharis. Once it gets into a Kli Sharis, it gets now infused with Kedushas HaGuf. Very good. Now, what happens if this Karban Mincha becomes Tameh? Now, how did it become Tameh? Doesn't make a difference. One thing that we do know is by Kachim, it can go to the level of a Shlishi. So, if you had, for instance, Ochlin that were a sheni, and they were sheni, they were tamei, and they touched the mincha, either the mincha which was at the moment still in the plastic container with only kedushas damim, kedushas haper, comes a shlishi, it's kosher. And the same thing would apply if that sheni went and touched a shlish and touched kochim that went through the klisharis and had kedushas of guf, it would also become a shlishi. Both of them have now become shlishis. What's the nafkimina? What happens if now this mincha touches the basar of a chatas or of a shlomim or of an oila or a fellow mincha? In other words, it touched other kochim. So I say to myself, okay, since they are both shlishis, the one that only had the kedushas hapeh, as well as the one that had kedushas aguf, if they now touch other kodshim, they're going to make it into a revi, because that's the halacha of kodshim, that it goes until revi. So you, shlishi, stay away from kodshim, not to be metamit. What Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says is, Rabbi say, only in the second case of the mincha that already went through the klisharis and had kedushas aguf, and became a tumah shlishi, it can further spread the tumah to other kodshim and make it into revi. However, the first one, which was only the mincha of the kedushas peh, kedushas damim, that cannot go and be metame other kodshim to make it into a revi. So you're going to say, I never heard this before. Where do we take this from? So Rashi is going to tell us momentarily that the whole inyan of shlishi and revi are midraban, because min ha-Torah, the maximum that you have is until a sheni. Where does it say in the Torah about a sheni? Oh, that's the famous pasuk that we've quoted many times, that by a kli cheres, as you know, is only metama mi'avirai, not mi'gavoi. So now if I have a dead sheret, which is dangling mid-ear in the kli cheres, what did it say by the klicheres? Chol klicheres asher yipoil mehem. Mehem means from one of the shmoyne shirotzim that gepaigert, which means that died, that expired, and now falls into chol klicheres asher yipoil mehem el toichoi. Koil asher besoicha yitma vi oisoi sishboiru. Now, how does the contents become tami? Koil asher besoicha yitma, because this dead sheret has the status of an avatum. Falls into the avr, the kli cheres becomes a rishon l'tumah. Koil asher besoicha yidma, anything which is inside that kli becomes tameh, and that's a sheni l'tumah. And according to, except for Rabbi Akiva, everybody holds that that's the maximum that the Torah has been megala, that you can have an aviyavoisa tumah by a mess, you can have an avr tumah by your regular tumas, and it can go all the way till a sheni, but that's it. Sheni, it stops there. Midrabanan, says Rashi, based on the Mishnah Maseches Chagiga, the Chachamim added by Truma a further level of Tuma of a Shlishi, and when it comes to Kodshim, they added a level of a Revi. Veheim Omru, the same Chacham that said that Kodshim go to the Revi, that's only if the Revi received its Tuma from a Shlishi of Kedushas Aguf, not of a Shlishi of Kedushas Damum Bilvad. Here in our Gemara, it's even less than that. We're not even talking about kochim. We're talking chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. So that's even less than kedushas aguf. It's even less than kedushas damim. And therefore, its kedusha is so shvach, even though it happens to be a shlishi, if it were to go and touch kochim, nothing happened. And you're allowed to go and continue eating from that kochim. That's what the Gemara says. Oich shlishi shel chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. It's a shlishi. Stay away from kachim. Tohar lechel b'koidish. No, you don't have to worry about not only being metame kachim, you don't have to worry about eating from kachim, even if you happen to be a shlishi. Why she'in l'chadavar she'oyse revi b'koidish? The only thing that can create a revi is koidish mekudosh buva. The word koidish mekudosh, like we just explained, that means that it had kedushas ha'guf. Let's see Rashi quickly, and then everybody is going to be hopefully relieved from their anxiety. The Zerashi Kodesh Mekodesh was about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomud. Zerashi Kodesh Mekodesh. Kodesh Gomor. Kodesh Mekodesh means the highest level of Kodesh. Kodesh Gomor Shekidesh Gufay. Keep going. Basar carbon. Irregular carbon that you shechted, and now you have the basar. That is Kedushas HaGuf. V'chalis HaToyu Deshe Nishchat HaZevach Aleim. Uchalas Toida, which until you shechted the accompanying carbon with just Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Peh, now, as a result of the shechting of the accompanying carbon, the carbon Toida, now it gets a din of Kedushas Aguf. Or Menachesh Yikitshu Bekli, which was the case that we gave before that was put into the Kli Sharis. They are Kodesh Mekudesh. Avol Shlishi Shel Kodesh HaMekudesh BeKedushas Peh, if you're talking about Shlishi, that only had Kedushas Peh, like the mincha that we spoke about that you didn't insert inside the kli, what's the din? Loi. It cannot spread the Kedusha to make a revi'i. V'achim efarish b'brais v'taris. Kivin d'le ovid revi'i loi pasal l'gabra. Since this shlishi, although it's a shlishi, but it doesn't pasal revi'i, it does not have enough tuma to pasal the person himself. V'kochsal k'daitach. And based on this, I would say koshkein, chulin shenas al taris truma, or the chulin shenas al taris akoydish. I know Rashi's lechoydish tikkupela, why are you talking about taris truma, since we're talking about nas akoydish? Because Rashi is going on the next shtikl gemara, which we'll see momentarily, is chulin shenas al taris truma. So therefore he says, it's gotta be koydish mekudosh. Now, why is there that halacha? Okay, I see now Rashi says very clearly, what does koydish mekudosh mean? It means koydishim that have kedusha sekuf, as opposed to kodshim that only has a kedushas peh, kedushas dam. But where does that come from? So now we go back to the prior Rashi. El kodesh mekudesh, zukt Rashi, el imkein. You want to spread the tumah from a shlishi b'kodesh to make it into revi. You can only do that when the shlishi is a kodesh mekudesh. El imkein hoy shlishi shel kodesh mekudesh. We've already defined kodesh mekudesh. It means it had kedushas aguf. The high shlishi of a revi by koydish, but not a shlishi which is only kedushas peh, kedushas daman. Why? Says Rashi, because malihid rabbanan, the whole din of shlishi and revi, Rashi's focused on revi, but in a moment he's going to tell us shlishi, these are malis rabbanan. Malis means additional gezeirois and takonis that the chum made, but it's not minatoira. The Gabi Malois, the Chumer Bakoidish Ketani Lu, Chumer Bakoidish is the name of the Perek in Mesechtes Chagiga that goes through all of these halachas. So among those Malois, Malois means things that the Rabbanan were Mesakein, the Hei Malois Achroinis, the last five Malois enumerated there in the Mishnah, Amrin and Hossam, the last little Droder Tumah D'Oraisa. They have no connection to Tumah D'Oraisa because by Tumah D'Oraisa it only goes until the Sheini. It doesn't go to a shlishi, and certainly not to a revi. V'chitakina rabbanan b'shlishi the kodesh v'chitakina rabbanan. When did they say that when it comes to kodeshim, it could even go down to a revi? That's only b'shlishi the kodesh mekudesh that they're talking. If you started off with a shlishi, which is full-blown, fully baked kedusha, in the sense of kedusha saguf, like the next Rashi explained, then that kodesh mekudesh, which becomes a shlishi, it can be metame erevi, but not if it's just regular. And even though there in Mesechtes Chagiga, how do they know the din of shlishi erevi? They bring a kal v'chomer mechusik kippurim. So I would think, yeah, kal v'chomer mechusik kippurim sounds like it's diaraisa. No, lav kal v'chomer diaraisa. And Rashi now adds the next knech. Until now we focused on revi by koydish revi. The whole rai that we bring legabe the din of kodshim, that it goes all the way even to a revi, we started off in our kal v'chomer with a shlishi de truma, v'higuvalav ksivi behedja. Even the shlishi of truma doesn't say anywhere in the Torah v'asmachta ba'al mehi. And therefore, both the shlishi by truma and the revi by kodesh min ha-Torah are non-existent. No such concept. It only goes until a sheni. Midrabanan, they add a truma, shlishi, and then they add a mitakal v'choymim, chusikipurim, by kodshim, all the way down to revi. Teida, if you don't believe me, says Rashi, the Gabi Malistanya, back in that Mishnah, which we recited from the Sechtes Chagiga, it goes through 11 different malas that you have by truma and by kodshim, and guess what? That's mentioned among the malas. Those malas are all dirabans. The kal v'chomer the kavasi amrinu mesechta soite, similar thing that what the amrinu kal v'chomer the oichel abba machmas tulyoim dover revi bakoidish v'gufei lav michtav kosev aloi be kal v'chomer asi. There too, you didn't have a pasuk, you didn't have a kal v'chomer. All of this is midraban. Therefore, one second, just Mendy. And so therefore, getting back to our Gemara, just repeating Rabbi Yitzchak, and then we'll have Mendy's Kasha. Yosef, Yitzchak, Shmuel, Bar, Mar, Tekam, Der, Nach, Yosef, Ka'omar. You have an oichel shlishi shel chulin, shenas al taras hakodesh. Oichel, as we had yesterday, can mean both the machel, the food, and the oichel can mean the individual who ate. What did he eat? He ate a shlishi shel chulin. This was chulin. It wasn't truma, it wasn't kodesh. However, he was one of those that is makbet to eat chulav al taras hakodesh. So therefore, this shlishi now becomes a quasi pseudo shlishi bakoidish. So I would think, oh, stay away from Raviz. Don't even get close to, when I say Raviz, stay away from Kodshim so that you don't make a Raviz. And even that we had that you can touch Kodshim, but don't eat it, because eating, we said, is even worse than touching, right? That's what we said on the third line at the top. Osir lechol mutaliga. Touching is already easier. Osir lechem to eat, that's keferich. Here it says, if Yitzchak Mar Shmuel, even though this person is a shlishi, he's a shlishi because he ate chulin shenasal taras hakodesh. He's allowed to eat kodesh. He's going to make the kodesh into revi. He's not going to make it into revi. She'en lechadovish ois revi ba kodesh. Now a kodesh mekodesh bulvad, if you started off with a shlishi of real kodesh, what's real kodesh? Like our carbon, a basar of a carbon, or a mincha that had kedushas haguf, and it was a shlishi, that can transfer the tumah to other kodeshim and make it into a revi. But a person, and even kedushas peh, cannot effect that. It's got to be kodesh mekodesh buvah. Yes, ma'am.
The rule ain't goes on gezerah gezerah. You only gezerah upon gezerah. Shlishi here is like a gezerah. So revi, isn't that out of place?
So the answer to that question is, whenever you have one of those questions about gzeira the gzeira, the Gemara typically answers, that when they instituted the first gzeira, they instituted the second as a package deal. The Chachamim, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, Chazal at that time, decided that we have to make additional precautionary measures because people are not sufficiently careful with Tumah v'Tahara. So we're going to first institute that Chulin only goes to a Shengim and a Torah. We're going to throw in by Truma, even goes to a Shlishi. So Kohanim, be very careful. And those of you among the Kohanim that are involved in Kodshim, as well as the Yisrael that might be in Kodshim Kalim, you guys got to be very careful, because Tuma goes and creeps downwards even until Erev. So this was done all at one time, and was all based on malice that Chum felt are absolutely necessary to, as a precaution and as good guidelines, to make sure all Truma and Kodshim remain B'taras.
We have in the Sefer Shavuos many instances where a person is Korban Ol Yored, and they're eating Kodshim right, and they're Tomei.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the doesn't this entertain the idea that people are being Chulim Azara because they're bringing korbanos that midoraisa they shouldn't be bringing? I mean, isn't this? Can Chazal legislate it so that this is not only tamei, but someone who wants to be mechaper for such a tuma is not being chul? I mean, how far does their power go?
If the tuma is only to the rabbanon, the kapara is only to the rabbanon. He wouldn't bring a carbon gzuntait, and you'd have a, if it involves a chatos, then you have a problem of chum bazar.
Okay.
So only a person who's a real bona fide tumim and hatoyah.
He's
an avatumah, he's a rishon tumah. If he were to go from kodshim, he's the one that's going to have to bring that karm chatos. But if he happens to be a shlishi, and the whole shlishi is a drabanan, we're going to go tell Mister next time, don't do it again.
You're off the hook.
Yeah, well, he's off the hook of having to bring a carbon, right, but he's going to have to clap a few more times in Yom Kippur.
If he, we think it was Truma, if he was, we said earlier, if he was a Shani, mm-hmm, and he ate Truma,
mm-hmm,
he becomes a Shlishi,
mm-hmm,
and therefore he can touch, he can, we said there, Rebbe's, right, who was it, but,
yeah, he can touch it.
He can touch, but he can't eat.
Good.
But now, in terms of doing Kapara, because mm-hmm, he was a Shani,
mm-hmm,
and ate Truma,
right,
does he have to do any special kapara? If it be a rishon, certainly it would be bitzav de shemayim.
What happens if he was a rishon or an avatam and he ate truma? What's it then?
Well, it'd be chayav bitzav de shemayim.
Bitzav de shemayim. But however, if the whole truma that he has is only a drabanan dikka, then
yes, it's bitzav de shemayim and drabanan.
He'd have to clap, but not so hard, I guess.
And you'd have to clap very hard because he's going to have to. You see, because that's me, they should want you to clap harder. Okay, fine, I accept that. Good.
Okay.
So that's what, and by the way, we said before that Chulin only goes to a sheni. That's what Chazal generally hold. We have one Reb Akiva that we quoted yesterday, the day before, that he goes all the way to a shlishi. Why does he go to a shlishi? Because since it says in that pasuk that b'chol kli cheres hashim p'mayhem el toicha yitma, so Reb Akiva was medayik. Why does it say yitma? It should take kli b'soicha tame. The fact that it says yitma means it has the power to be metama others. So that's why he said if you have a kikar which is in the tanner of kli cheres. Remember, we had our dangling sheres made the tanner, the kli cheres, into a rishon. Anything kolishe b'soicha yitma means all the chalas, all the kikaras, all now become a sheni. So it says yitma kimi matam acherim. It makes even a shlishi min hatoyre by chulin. But we Gemara said it's only Rukun Reb Akiva. We do not subscribe to that. We say tama yitma is really not a meaningful distinction for these purposes.
What about putting his hands in the Bishmanuga? That's also.
That we have a different halacha. That min hatoyre, you put your hands in, be a b'miktsis lav shmabia. However, if you put your hands in midrabanan, it becomes tame. The hands become tame. We had a machloikis, how much tumma do they acquire? Do they acquire stam shniois, like regular hands? Or do we say no? Since the gzeders ought to, if you're going to put your hands in and say it's okay, he's going to walk in altogether, so maybe they went and made it even not shniois, but they made him tchilois, that the hand should have a status of a rishon. What's the svara? Because you, what's the English expression? You give a hand, he'll take a foot or something.
You take
a foot. Good. So you can allow the hands to go, and you can say, well, it's nothing. It'd be mixes lav shmo bia. The next time he'll go a little bit more, and then he's going to go totally. And that's going to make him into a full fledged rishon. That we say, even the hands also have a din of rishon. That was called chiz, right? That's what we yesterday. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, thank you for reminding us, giving us a chance to do a shtikl chazar. Okay, so now we have a person who ate a shlishi of chul shenatzel taras kodesh, and he is allowed to subsequently eat from kodesh and not be concerned that he's going to make this kodeshim into revi, because revi can only be created from kodesh mekodesh bilvad, that the thing that is touching it is itself a shlishi of kedushas haguf. Masram v'chama. I don't think you're right. Why don't I think you're right? Now we're returning to Rabbi Yeshua of yesterday. What happens if a person ate a shlishi? A person ate a shlishi. In other words, it was tamei shlishi. He becomes transformed into a sheni lakoidish. Why does he become transformed into sheni lakoidish? The Gemara said a reason for that is because, just like by the mashkin, it becomes a tchila. Here also becomes a tchila. Anyway, shlishi, he becomes a sheni lakodesh. The ain't sheni l'truma, but he doesn't become a sheni for truma purposes, only for kodesh purposes. And the shlishi that we're talking about is not that he ate truma or kodeshim, which were a shlishi, but he ate chulin shenas al taras ha truma. Oh, of course he. No. Look at the Lashon HaGemara. This Gemara that we're quoting now, Masa Rav Mechama, is word for word from Rabbi Yeshua of yesterday. You want to say Rabbi Yeshua, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Rabbi Yeshua on the bottom of the Amud, start from four lines from the bottom of the Amud. You have Rabbi Yeshua five lines from the bottom, then now start four lines. Shlishi Shein LeKodesh, Vein Shein LeTruma, Bechul Shenas Altares, LeTruma. So we're just repeating that. Now in our Gemara. Amir, we are all nervous about you. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything is good.
Okay, great to have you.
Please come here.
It's here, yeah, Baruch Hashem. Do we have a Gemara?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, you have. Oh, wonderful. Shkoyach. So, Masaram Macham. Shlishi, Sheini Lakoidish. The person ate a Shlishi. He now has the status of a Sheini Lakoidish. The ain't Sheini Truma. He doesn't have a status for Truma purposes, only for Kachim purposes. And it's talking about that the Shlishi, the Yegus, Chun, Nasa, Taris, Ha, Truma. Now, what does that mean that he's a shlep? Since he ate shlishi and become, so he ate a shlishi, now he has the status of a sheni lakodesh. What type of shlishi did he ate? He ate a shlishi of truma. We just said now that truma goes down to a shlishi. This person ate a shlishi but truma. He has now become himself, not a shlishi. He's been upgraded. He's now a sheni lakodesh. So what means that he's a sheni lakodesh? Presumably that means that he will now be able to go and be mitame kodshim to a shlishi and to a ravi. That's why it means that he's a shein lekodesh, and even now has the strength and potency of his tumah that he has now acquired as a shlishi to metame kodshim two levels. Level number one to make it a shlishi. Level number two to make it into ravi. Frey Timur, amai. How does he have that strength? Halav kodesh makudeshu. Yes. He's not a kodesh makudesh. His whole tumma is only a derivative tumma from the fact that he ate a shlishi betruma, which itself is a drabban, like Rashi just pointed out. He told us that he was propelled and he was gave an upgraded to a shein lakodesh, and he can make kodeshim tumme mashma not only by eating them but even just by touching them. He touches it, becomes tumme, and that's a shlishi and a ravi. You just told me that said Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel that the whole din of ravi by kodesh, its source has to be a shlishi, which is a kodesh makudish, which means that it had kedushas agov, such as a mincha that went into a klisharis, or ashtikol basa from a korban that became a shlishi, and now will be metame other kodeshim and make it into a ravi. But certainly not a person who just ate now a shlishi of chulin shenasal taras etruma. And that's why Rashi before said, because Hokadaitach, since we said by the Kodesh Mekodesh, that the only time you can make from a shlishi and spread the tumma into Ravi is if the shlishi itself happens to be Kodesh Mekodesh, means that Kedushas Haguv. So then said Rashi, the Kimidli over Ravi, the Apostle, the Gavra, because Hokadaitach, Koshkeng, Chulin Shenasal Taras of Truma, which is not even Kodeshim, it's not even Truma, it's only Chulin Shenasal Taras of Truma. And yet, Rami Bar Chama brings from Rabbi Yeshua that if that person became a shlishi by eating the truma, the not the truma, the chul shenasa taras truma, he is so full of tuma that he could go and spread tuma to a shlishi and to a ravi. Impossible! You should spread it to a ravi because it's got to be kodesh mekudesh. He's not a kodesh mekudesh. Oh, he ate chulin. Chul shenasa taras truma. Masket. But he didn't even eat truma, and he didn't even eat kodshim, and he's certainly not a kedushas, a guf of kodshim. So how could it be that he can metame a shlishi mit a ravi of kodshim? So the chayda have a stark akasha and Yitzchak Bar Shmuel from the braisa of Rabbi Shua of yesterday. Amalei, he said to him, Mr. Hanach letruma shetarosa tumahi eitzel hegdish. Since we're talking about that he ate chul from nasa taras a truma, truma is considered to be its level of safeguarding and being careful. Chul shenasal taras truma, that second level, second rate when you're talking about kodshim. Because kodshim is the highest, that's first class. When you're talking about truma, is second class. Chul shenasal taras truma is already third class. Why is that third class? Because the tahara that you need for kodshim is a much higher level of the tahara that you need for truma. So what is the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is very simple. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel was talking about a person who ate chulin shenasal taras ha-koidish. He said, oh, nasal taras ha-koidish, you cannot go and spread the tuma from a shlishi to a ravi unless you have a koidish mekudosh, real kedushas aguf. Here, talking about a person whose tuma stemmed from chulin shenasal taras ha-truma, which is so much weaker. And in what sense is it weaker? Number one, truma, of course, is less than kodshim. But also, the halacha of chulin shenasal taras ha-truma, this person is considered to be almost like an ama'oret compared to prushim, which means talmid chacham. Even though they're both Yisraelim, the amount of tuma that can accumulate by the Amoritz compared to the Porish is great. The amount of tuma that can accumulate by the Oichel Truma, which is the Koyin, is considered to be great vis-a-vis the person who is Oichel Chulav Betaras HaKoydish. All of that sounds so strange. So let's go and give an example. Uminot Temra, how do I know this? Did not. And we, if you remember, we quoted part of this mission already yesterday. Today we're quoting it in full. Or at least fuller. What does it say in the Mishnah Masechtes Chagiga? Tanan, big day amoritz medris leprushim. Big day prushim medris leoichli truma. Big day oichli truma medris lekoidish. What is all of this about? So we explained already yesterday, medris means when you go a person who is tamei and sits on something, for instance, on a bed or on a chair. That individual who is tamei, now we're not talking about any tamei, we're talking about a nida, a zav, a zava, or a yeledes. Each one of them has a din of if they sit on a moishav, means on a chair, or a mishkav, they sit or lie on a bed, they imbue that chair and that bed with so much tumah. They are an avatumah, and the chair and the bed also become an avatumah. Really, usually it goes down a madrega, not by medris. Medris is a very tumah chamura. So much so, as we said yesterday, if the person is lying or sitting on one mattress atop 10 mattresses, and Reuven was all concerned, how are you going to toivel a mattress? We said, go into the yam. But that's not the concern. The point is that all 10 of them become tummy tummas av. And now if somebody were now to sit on that bed, he or she now becomes tummy, because they sat on a bed that was tummy and av as a result of mattress. Now the major concern that the Gemara always makes a reference to is what about the big day? And that's what we're talking about, the big day. And the big day Amoritz means the begodim of the man in the house, the one that wears the pants, so to speak. I'm not talking about current society, but pants. But anyway, but the person who wears the pants, that's the husband. The husband has a potential problem. What is his potential problem? When he takes off his jacket, bekesher, coat, shirt, whatever, and he puts it on a chair, what happens if his wife, who happens to be a nida at that time, is not careful, and instead of sitting on the chair, she sits on the clothing of the chair, and then she stands up, hey, what's over there? Oh, I'm so sorry, my husband, what did I do? I didn't mean to. Anyway, those clothing now get a din of a tumas medris of the wife that sat on it, and they have a din now of an avatama. How do you remove that tumah? You have to go talk to the mikveh. Fine. What happens if the person is very, very careful and he told his wife when they got married, remember, I happen to be either a porush means a tamal chacham, or I am a koyin, or I happen to be a person that's constantly eating kodshim because I live in the variety, I live within the chumas yushalayim, I'm constantly eating from kodshim, so therefore, be very, very careful, don't sit on my clothing because it's going to become tameh. Okay, so now what does it say in the Mishnah Chagiga? Big day Amoritz Medrash Lepushim. Even if the Amoritz says, I'm very, very scrupulous, I told my wife and she's very meticulous, but unfortunately the Amoratzim, because the Amoratzim, they, even though they said we made a perfect Shmira, she never sat on anybody's clothing, nothing to worry about. Nevertheless, that clothing is a Medrash Lepushim, a Porish, meaning a Tamar Chochem, has to avoid touching that clothing, not to become Tamar. And similarly, Big day Prushim medrash loichli truma. You have a Yisrael who's an Eir L'chayid HaTzadik and all the rest, and he's so careful about his begodim that he shouldn't get a tumas medrash. That's great for him. But a Kohen, if he touches those begodim, he has to assume that they were tmei. And similarly, big day oichli truma, the begodim of the oichli truma means of the Kohanim. They say, I'm so careful. Nevertheless, a person who's eating his kodshim and he conducts himself totally for Koydish, it's a medrash for Koydish, make sure not to go and touch those begodim because you're going to become tamer. What do I see from this? That even though you're talking about a Koyin, who's certainly makbid on his truma, nevertheless, that standard of care of tumah v'tahara pales by comparison to the one that is a person who's constantly eating kodshim, where his level is much higher. That being the case, says the Gemara, that's the teretz to the kasha that we asked on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said before that a person who happens to be tamei, why did he become tamei? Because he ate ishlishi shel chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Oh, it's kemat kodesh. It's chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Nevertheless, he's allowed to go and eat kodshim. You don't have to worry about that. He's going to cause the kodshim to become a revi. Why not? Because what can create a revi? Only Kodesh Mekodesh Belvod. Only if you're starting off that the Shlishi is not a Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh. It's not a person who ate Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh. It's not Kedushas Peh, Kedushas Dom. It's got to be the Kedushas Agof. That's why this individual, if he's allowed to go and eat Kodeshim, nothing to worry about. It won't become a revi. Rami Bar Chama said, but I had in Reb Yeshua said that if you happen to be a shlishi, in other words, you ate shlishi, and now by eating that shlishi, you've now shlishi of truma, not shlishi of kodesh, shlishi of truma, not even truma, shlishi of chulin, shenasu al taras truma. Now, when it comes to kodeshim, not only aren't you a shlishi, you're a sheni, and therefore you can go and create shlishi and revi. And we said that doesn't make sense. Don't you always have to have a kodesh mekudesh? Says our Gemara, when do you need a kodesh mekudesh? If you're starting off with kodeshim and it's being metame other kodeshim, it's only metame other kodeshim if the shlishi was an intense form of kedusha. However, if you're talking about truma, and certainly chulin shenasal taras truma, that's considered to be so full of tuma compared to the one that is knowing to eat everything al taras kodesh, as we see by the midrasos. This is a kohen that's so scrupulous and meticulous. His wife is rebbetzin, is so careful about ever sitting down on his begadim for truma purposes. That is satisfactory, but it does not help for kodeshim purposes. So a person who's going to eat kodeshim, and he touched those begadim, if he was going to go, if he touched the begadim, he's about to eat truma, he can eat truma from today to tomorrow, no problem. But he's going to go and eat kodeshim, he cannot, because we now assume that the person is tamei because he touched those begadim. So you see that there's a tremendous chumrah built in to truma vis-a-vis kodeshim. And that's why we said, if this person ate the chulin that was shlishi of chulin shenasal taras truma, not nasal taras kodesh, that's why he becomes such a transmitter of tuma that he becomes a sheni. He can go and transmit tuma to kodeshim and make it a shlishi, and even to a revi. That's the Torah, I think, Mordechai. Omer Rava says that pshat that you gave now to me is very, very difficult. Medrasus ka'amris, you bring a raya from Medras. Shani Medras, Medras happens to be in a separate category on its own. Why? Because Shema Teshuv Aleihen Ishtoi Nida. Because maybe his wife, the Nida, sat on it. So what does that mean? So the top Rashi explains, Shema Teshuv Shema Yoshva V'Avgav Da'ichli Truma Mizdari Boshape. Those are Kehanim, they're very, very careful. Rabbi said, wife, lady, don't sit down. This is a tuma mitzuya, meaning everybody's wife, women become nidus as we know every month, and they're nidus for a week, for 2 weeks, but they're tummy, so that's tuma mitzuya. Avol, continues the Gemara, Avol, the peiri is a trashi, the ein tumasin mitzuya. When does a peiri become tummy? First of all, you have to have it being mukshal kabal tuma, and then it has to touch a person or an object or food that was tummy. That doesn't happen all the time. Of course, when we learn these sugyas, we're thinking, oh, every single day, there's the velas and treidim and dead shrotzim. It's an uncommon occurrence. Of course, it can happen, but it doesn't happen on a regular basis. Mashenkin ishtay nida, any normal woman is a nida at least 12 times a year for at least a week or longer. So therefore, Zokta Gemara, by Midrasis, they taka added this additional level of sanctity, of kedusha. And they said that if you happen to be a kohen and you're married to a woman and she is having her period, she's a anida. So even though for purposes of truma, if she is careful and you're careful that she never goes and sits down on your begotten, you have nothing to worry about. But if you want to go and eat kodeshim now, you do have to worry. The kodeshim is that much greater in terms of the amount of safeguards that you have to place upon that. But that's only gabe ishtanida, gabe madrasas. Of the gabe peiris, I never heard of something like that. Why? Because it's not a tumah mitzuya. So therefore, the teretz that you just gave now, what was the kasha originally? Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said, you never have to worry about kodeshim from a person that ate chulin shenasal taras kodesh when he ate a shlishi. You don't have to worry that he's going to make a revi, because revi is only from kodesh mekudesh when you're talking about a kedusha seguf. But Rami Bachuma said, here a person ate a shlishi of chulin shenasal taras truma, and guess what? And you said, he becomes a shein, he can go and pasel, and he can be metame kodeshim. How can he be metame kodeshim? It's only truma. Yeah, but truma, my friend, is such a lesser darga of shmira than kodeshim, says Rava. That's only by medris, because medris is a tumah mitzuya, but a tumah which is uncommon, infrequent, There's really no difference between the two. And if there's no difference between the two, we have to now understand why did Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel say you can only go and transmit Tumah from the Kodesh Mekodesh when I have a Befeir Shabrayis of Rabbi Shua that you can even transmit Tumah from a person that was only Tumah mitchulin shenasal taras hatrumah. And for the moment, Rabbi Yitzchak Beperi Nami. Rabbi Yitzchak says, I disagree with Rava. This is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. I'm sorry? Yeah, Bar Marta, Kamir Nachman, Yitzchak Koma, 100%. So this, Rabbi Yitzchak says, I disagree with Rava, and I hold that the din of Peiris is the same thing as, like, just like Abi Madrasis, that there is this major distinction between the Nas Al Taras HaTruma and Nas Al Taras HaKodesh. Zog to Yomara, Masiv Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, Umi Amrin and Peiris, do we find that by Peiris, that in fact, if it happens to be Kodeshim, it cannot make it Revi, but if it happens to be Truma, it can. What then? I have another Mishnah. Im Am Hifrashi L'Toicha Revi is Koidish Ne'eman Le'kametame Le'Truma La'Koidish. What is this all about? Another Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga in that same parak of Chayim B'Koidish, which is talking about Tuma V'Tara. What happens throughout the year in Yerushalayim? Every day of the year we bring Nesachim. Nesachim, you know, means we take wine and we pour it into the various holes into the shittim, and the top of them is there. Do we do that for every carbon? No. But we at least do it every single time for the Oilas Tamid Shel Shachar, Oilas Tamid Shel Ben Aboyim. You always need Nesachim. You also need Nesachim for other Kabbanas, and that we learned already back in the Sefer Zvachas, Zvachim and Menachas. Fine. So, Menach, by definition, we're talking about wine, and we need to go and buy wine from wine sellers. Both sellers with an S and sellers with a C. We have to go and buy wine. A lot of the merchants that sold wine were Amaratzim. So now, can I go and buy wine from the Amaret and trust him that he did it b'tahara, that it shouldn't be Tomei?
Yeah.
Everybody I see has an opinion over here. So Rashi brings in the Masechtas Chagiga that if the reason why I need the wine is for Nesachim, I believe them that it's Tohar. But if I want the wine because it's Truma wine and I'm a Kohen and I want to drink from it, throughout the year they are not believed on Truma. They're believed on Nesachim that you put on the Mizbeach, that it's Tohar, but they're not believed on Truma, except for Bein Abatim, Gisos and Bein Abatim. See, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Says Rashi, I'll tell you why. Because if you're going to tell an Amoritz, we cannot buy your wine throughout the year for Nesachim, Amaratz says, to heaven with you guys, I'm going to go and make my own Mizbeach, I'm going to go and build my own Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to invite all of my friends. We got plenty of wine for Nesachim, nothing to worry about. The Chacham were very, very scared about that they're going to secede from the union and they're going to make their own Beis HaMikdash and their own Mizbeach. However, that's not a concern the Gabi Truma, because Truma has nothing to do with Mizbeach and Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, when it comes to Nesachim, we trusted the Amaratzim throughout the year in Yehuda, which means basically Yerushalayim. However, Gabi Truma, we only trusted them at the Zman of Bein Hagitois Bein Abadim, which means at the time of the wine pressing. Okay, so what's the significance? So this, to show you where Rashi says that, you see the first narrow line of the Rashi, Omar Hifrashi L'Toich HaBachayim B'Koyish Tanan Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, in that area. Throughout the year, if they attested and said, yeah, this wine is tar, then why do we believe them? Otherwise, everybody will make their own Mizbeach. He's going to make his own Paraduma. He's going to go make his own Mishkan. He's going to make his own Beis HaMikdash. He's going to say, forget about those Prushim, those Talmidei Chacham. They cause all this hardship. I'm going to go and make my own bama, etc. But normally throughout the year, we do not trust them. And therefore, you cannot take it from him. Why can't you take it from him? Because maybe it's Tomei. Only during the Kitzv Abadim time are they careful. Throughout the year, we don't trust them. Okay. So all of that is now fascinating. What happens now, it's the middle of the year and I want to go and buy a barrel of Truma wine. The only sellers that are available are these Amaratzim. It's not Bishas HaKidois V'Habadim. So I say to myself, I can't trust them. Maybe it's Tomei. I can't go and eat or drink truma, which is tamei. The omaloi says Rashi, hifrashi l'toich chav yezer revias l'nesachim. What happens if he says, of this wine I've already designated one revias among the 50 gallons of wine, that this one revias is going to be used for nesachim either by me or by someone else, then he's neman on the entire barrel. Why is he neman on the entire barrel? Because migu that he's going to be neman on that revias of yayin of nesachim, mamela, he's believed on the entire barrel. Frey Timara, I don't understand that. So going back to the Gemara now. What's not? Im Omar, if the Amar Oret says, Hifrash l'toicha, I was mafresh in this large barrel of truma, one revias of kodesh. Now, obviously, there's no way that you can pull out the revias of kodesh if you're talking about a liquid. So which revias did he go and designate for kodesh? So Toisa says, we're relying on Breira. We're not saying now, but in Yad Hashem, when he gets a chance, he's going to open up the barrel, extract a revias, and he's going to use that for Nesach. So if he says, I already made that plan and that designation of revias bar kodesh, he's neman now on the entire barrel. Why? Because me that he believed on that revias of kodesh, where he's believed throughout the year on the Nesachim, he's believed on the truma as well. Frey Timura, why? Since the vast majority of the contents of this barrel is truma, they should overwhelm the kodesh and be metama the kodesh, because you just send out a bitzot that by pili, just like by medrasois, we don't even trust a person who is noyig by his chumin chenas al taris a truma. We're not even believed the gabi taris a kodesh. So certainly this amaoret who's on the lowest level, you're telling me that he has truma here. Truma, his truma is worthless throughout the year. It's truma tameya, except for gitzot vabat. So now the fact that he put in the kodesh mazel tov. The truma, as soon as the kodesh comes in. He didn't put in kodesh, he just designated revias by kodesh. That should automatically become tameh because of the truma which is in the same barrel. The amrits, if you're going to go and tell me, tarosa, the tara of truma by the amaratzim, tumeit eat etzel hegdish, that's considered to be second level hegdish. Not only by amaratzim, stop. The tara of truma is second level, it's considered to be tumeit etzel hegdish, just like we said by the big day, the medrash. Of the oichli truma b'tahara is considered to be tuma. Eitz of the oichli kodesh b'tahara nu oibazoi tetame truma la kodesh, and the whole thing should be tame. Not only the truma part, which I don't trust the amoret, but even the kodesh part should be tame by the fact that it's touching the truma. Amalesi told him tuma b'chiburin ka'amres tuma b'chiburin shani. Here we're not talking about that you had for an instant, 1 second that you had truma touching kodshim, kodesh. Here we're talking about that they're constantly touching each other because they're together in one barrel. So that's considered to be that as if there is a chibur. Chibur normally is even a very thin umbilical cord. Here we're not talking about a thin, here we're talking about the whole contents.
One
big barrel, and it's all tzizamen gemish. It's all mixed together. Ah, it's a mechibur and shani. Why? Demiga de mehemen a kodesh. Since on the kodesh he has belief. Why? Because we're afraid he's going to be boina bummel atzmai. He's going to go make his own paraduma. He's going to make. Can you imagine? Shani migui. I'm sorry. Tumi chiburin shani. Tumi gidim hemen. Koyish mehemen amenim truma. So therefore, don't ask me kashas from a chiburin case. The case where you have truma, which is separate from the koyish, like we had in the brayse according to Rabbi Yeshua. He didn't even eat truma. He only ate chulin shenas al taras of truma. That what happens? He ate a shlishi. And this now become he becomes converted into a sheni l'kodesh. How can he be sheni l'kodesh? I thought it has to be kodesh b'kodesh. Yeah, but we're talking about truma. You're also talking about truma. We're saying the truma is not doesn't pasul doesn't it's not metame the kodesh because it's truma chiburin. But over there we're talking about two separate entities that he became tame as a result of the fact that he ate chun shenas l'taris and truma. He can be metame the kodesh. Why? Because of the fact that the standard of tahara by kodshim is so intense. If you only have the greatest amount of tahara and shmira, which went up to the level of truma, it's still tummy and possible vis-a-vis the level of kodshim. Masr Ravuna bar Nosson. Ravuna bar Nosson asked another kasha on Reb Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, lefnei Reb Nachman. What did he go and say? That you just told me that if you're talking about. Yep, I'm thinking. Fine. Fine. So vusak the masa rafuna bar nasin. What happens if you have a sheni shebechulin metame mashke chulin? Sheni shebechulin means you have chulin, which came tame, the lowest level, which is a sheni. If it now touches mashke, normally a sheni cannot spread tuma further. However, remember we said yesterday the chumim were goyzer by mashkin to be a step up. Liois nepach, liois tchila. So therefore, the sheni shebechulin, it's matami mashke chulin to make it, says Rashi, into a rishon, to make it into a tchila. And this same sheni is poisel oichle truma. It can go and passel the ma'acholim of truma because truma goes to l'shlishi. So you have the sheni shebechulin touches the truma, it becomes now poisel. Poisel means it doesn't spread further because truma only goes until l'shlishi. Now, what happens if you're talking about a shlishi b'chulin? Normally, you can't have a shlishi b'chulin. Oh, it must be chulin shenasa either taras a kodesh or taras a truma, as we'll see shortly. A shlishi metami mashke kodesh. Metam mashke kodesh means once again it's going to make it into a tchila. Upoisel oichle kodesh, and this shlishi shebechulin, chulin shenasa taras a kodesh, truma, whatever. What happens to the shlishi? It passes oichlin of kodesh. It makes ma'acholim of kodesh possible. In other words, it's metameh. We don't say it's metameh because it stops there at the level of revi. So this shlishi can be metameh, the oichle kodesh, and make into revi. And what shlishi were we talking about? We're not talking about shlishi of kodesh, we're talking about v'chulin shenas al taras ha-kodesh. One second. Shlishi of v'chulin shenas al taras ha-kodesh can spread the tumah and make oichlin of kodesh possible. Didn't you say in the Omer Aleph, Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, it has to be Kodesh Makodesh? This is not even Kodeshim. We're talking about Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh. It could spread and make Kodeshim into Posel. And that's going to be Kodesh Makodesh will buy. And for the Gemara, you have a good point. Clearly, this Braisa disagrees with Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Says Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, but I have another Tana that learns like me. Tanoi, it's a Machloikas Tanoi. This sign. We have a Braisa. Chulin shenasal taras hakodesh. Hari hin kachulin. Tanna Kama says makes different taras hakodesh. Segunish, it's regular chulin. It only goes to l'sheini. Nothing more, nothing less. Reb Lozer b'tzadik oimer hari hin kitruma. When you have chulin shenasal taras hakodesh, it has a status like truma. L'tami shnayim v'lifsel echad, where the tumah can go and spread up to two and pasel up to one. Now, what does he mean by that two and one? So if you look at Rashi, Hari Hein Kechulin, Zokt Rashi, well, that was the previous one, the Yomar. Now, this one, the Yomar, goes with Tzadik. I'm sorry?
Sorry, that was...
Okay. Hari Hein Ketruma, Zokt Rashi, the Terashi about two lines lower, Kin Mefarish, like the Braisa explains, L'tamishnaim L'fsalech. What does that mean? Kloina. Harishin V'Hasheni, Tomei Behen, when you're talking about Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKoidish, you have the concept of a Rishon and a Sheni, which are certainly Tmeim. Vashlishi Posel, the Enetome Lasis Revi Afilaba Koidish. You only have one that is Posel, which is a Shlishi. So therefore, in other words, we're taking a survey of Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKoidish, where the Tanakhama says, even Kula Taras HaKoidish, Kutar Taras HaTruma, it makes no difference. It's Chulin, 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 and only goes to Lasheni, that's it. The Blazer said, no, I disagree with you. Since it happens to be Nasa al Taras HaKodesh, then it has different standards. What's the different standard? It's Matamishnaim Lifsalechad. What means Matamishnaim? The Legabe Chulin, it can go a Rishoin and a Sheini, and then it can go one step further with Lifsalechad, and it can even go until a Shlishi. But it stops over there by Shlishi. Why does it stop by Shlishi? Why don't we go and say, since it's a Shlishi, it can go and be Matame Kodshim to become a Revi, because this Reb Lozer of Tzadik holds, like we said on the Amud Aleph, like Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, that if you want to go and spread from a Shlishi to Revi, the only way you can do it is Kodesh Mekudosh Uvar. Says Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, that's my Tana. That's my Tana that holds. It goes until Lifsel Echad, until the Shlishi. It doesn't go any further. It cannot be Metame a Revi. So that's my Tana. The previous Tana that you said, that if you have Shlishi, Bechulin, Shanas, Al Taras, Atrumo, I'm sorry, Nas, Al Taras, Akoidish, it can go and even be Poisel, Oichle, Koidish. That's not me. I disagree with that. I hold, like this other Tana, Blazer, Reb Tzadik, you can only buy the Koidish, Mekudish, Bavar. But you're right, that Tana disagrees, and he holds, if you're a Shlishi, even if the Shlishi is created through a chulin shel nasa. It wasn't the kedushas peh. It wasn't the kedushas damim. It was only chulin shel. That's already enough to go and create a revi. So bottom line is, we have a machlokes. How do you create revis? Can it only be a kedush mulad, or even regular kedushas peh, or even less than that chulin shel nasa taras kedush? Rabbis, I know this has been a challenging couple of days. The good news is that this is now over. We're now leaving Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and we're going to deal with much simpler concepts. Remember back in the Mishnah, a person went and shechted a behema, chay, or oif, and we said we're talking about, obviously, chulin, and it was a blood l'shchita, no blood whatsoever. Said the Gemara, said the Mishnah, you don't have to worry about Tumah V'Tahara, because this basar has not become mukhshir l'kabel tumas, even if you have yadayim shniyos, nothing to worry about. Reb Shimon says, I'm sorry, it had a shchita. The shchita is machshir. Remember the Lashon HaMishnah, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon Oimer, hukshiru b'shchita, even though there was no blood, the shchita itself gives a hechshir. What's the raya, says Rashi? Migui, that this shchita is so effective. It takes the iser of Eva Menachai away and allows it to make it kosher.
Hukshir kosher, literally.
Hukshir kosher. So certainly it'll be enough to go mi machshir et lekabel tum. The question of the Gemara is Reb Shimon telling us that there's never dam shchita which is metame? It's always the shchita that's metame? Or is he saying no? You always have two options by every shchita. If it's a normal shchita, you got all the blood that's spurting out, so that's one machshir. If you don't have the blood, the shchit is the machshir, but it's either one. So that's going to be now a shail in the Gemara. What does Reb Shimon hold?
It can be either. It's the shchita is always machshir, and whether there's blood or not is the question.
So you're asking, so what do we need the blood for?
Right.
So Rashi said the nafkimina would be, what happens if right next to the makam shchita, you have lying over there some bananas, or you have some pretzels, or you have some other ochlin. Now, if you just do the shchita alone and there's no blood, it's only going to be metame the basar of this animal. However, if blood spurts out, not only will it be machshir the behema, it'll also be machshir those pretzels and the bananas and anything else which is sitting right next to the behema when you're shechting it. Okay? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. The Gemara now is going to be much, much simpler. Shimon, I'm hofshir b'shchita. Omer Abasi. Oymayir Shimon, shchitos and machshiris, v'loy dam. Dam of shchita is not machshir. Dam is not machshir. Even though we have these seven mashkois, and one of the seven is dam, right? Yad shoch dam. That's not dam shchita. It's other dam. What other dam are you talking about? We'll see the Gemara in a moment. Let's go and bring a raya to Ravasi. Reb Shimon Oimer, it says in our Mishnah, hukshir b'shchita. He doesn't say hukshir af, it says hukshir b'shchita. My la b'shchita v'loy b'dam. Only shchita is machshir. Dam is not machshir, just like Ravasi said. Right. Even the hukshir b'shchita means to say Tanakama. You said it doesn't become hukshir because there's no dam. You don't need the dam. Shchita is also enough. It's an af b'shchita. So not only shchita, but also shchita. Toshima, let's look at a brayse. A brayse is really a little bit more expansive. Reb Shimon says to the Tanakama to the Chacham, "Tchi adam machshir, v'lo shchita machshir." So the chayre have a befeidish shiraya like Rav Asi. It's not the dam; it's the shchita. So nishkaraya, hachin kama lehen. V'chidam b'vod machshir, you think dam is the only option? Av shchita nami machshir. Vaita no raya to Rav Asi. Toshima, Reb Shimon Oimer, dam hames einu machshir. What means dam hames? Says Rashi, a behemoth that died of natural causes. The behemoth reached its 120 years. Right, behemoths doesn't live that long, so it reached its 20-year, 30-year longevity cycle, then it died. Okay? That dam is not machshir. Why is that dam your machshir, nish machshir? We'll see in the Gemara in another moment. So since Reb Shimon says, dam ha-meisein ha-machshir, my love ha-dam shchita is machshir, if instead of the animal dying a natural death, if you shechted it, sounds like it would be machshir. To my life. Rather make a diak. Dam ames ain't a machshir, but dam chalolim is machshir. You're wondering what's the difference between dam ames and dam chalolim? Says Rashi, dam ames means that it died naturally. Dam chalolim means that it was killed. Either it was, quote unquote, killed, it was murdered. Somebody took a gun and killed it, or took a baseball bat and hit it over the head and killed it that way. Or maybe it was involved in a traffic accident and it got run over. Anyway, that's dam. Dam chalolim is mashir. Not dam hameis, and not could be dam shchit utzunat. Of dam shchit mai, you're telling me loin mashir. And that's what you're saying, consistent with Rav Asi said, Rav Shimon holds only shchit and mashirs, and not dam shchit. So why does the Brisa say Rav Shimon aim a dam hameis and a mashir? Let us tell us even a greater chiddush. Leshmin and dam shchit. That even though shchit is mashir, but dam shchit is not mashir. The koshkein dam hameis. So you want dam hameis is shichalei. No, I need that chiddush over there. The soul could die to him in a mali kotli ihu, mali kotli malachamovis. After all, if we're talking about an animal died, not through shchita, either through natural causes or through that it was killed, what difference does it make? Mali kotli ihu, that a person killed it or a vehicle killed it in a motor vehicle accident, or that the Malachamovis killed it naturally, what difference does it make? I would think in all cases, the halacha should be that just like Dam Chalolim is Machshir, so Dam Hameis is Machshir. No, only Dam Chalolim when it was killed, not if it died naturally. Kamashlam, that's, so I need the Dam Hameis. Toshima, let's try to bring another right. Reb Shimon Oimer, Dam Magifosei. Magif over here means not a Magif of COVID or something.
A wound.
You have the same expression in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara talks about negicha, negifa, be'ita. Negifa means a wound that was caused to the animal, and as a result of that wound, blood is being shed, is being spilled. That type of blood ain't a masha, does not masha. So now let's make a deal. Only with dam magefa. My lava dam shchita is machshir. Dam shchita is machshir, not like revasi. No lie. Make the diyuk, but not between dam magefa and dam shchita, between dam magefa and dam chalolim. Or dam chalolim is machshir. Ava dam shchita mai, moi machshir. So if that's the case, both dam magefa and dam shchita are not machshir, why are we talking about dam magefa? Let's go and tell her the bigger chiddush, which means in dam shchita, that even though shchita is machshir, but dam shchita is not machshir. Let us tell us that chiddush. The coach came dam magefa, sorry? So you might know. Dam magifosi is a chiddush on its own. It's shichle, because all kedai techemina. Mali kotli kula, mali kotli palga. If the Torah is telling us that dam chalolim is machshir, so dam magefa is one step less than dam chalolim. What is it? It's not a major bruise to the body where the animal died, it's a bruise to the body where the animal bled. So I would say, what difference does it make? Full bleeding or partial bleeding, and therefore it should be machshir. Kamash walon, dam magefa is not machshir. So what have we established so far? The only thing that's machshir of the seven mashkois, where one of them is dam, only dam chalolim, when the behemoth was killed. Dam chalolim when it was killed. Dam magef is not machshir. Dam shchit is not machshir. Dam of mess is not machshir. Thank you. Only when chalolim. Pray tomorrow. Maishto dam chalolim machshir. Where do you take this from? Tichsib, because it says in the pasig, V'dam chalolim yishteh. What's the Russian yishteh? Yishteh means that you drink. Drink, you drink a mashke. Only dam chalolim have that madrega of mashke. You're not supposed to drink it. You're right. This is part of it. It's part of a poetic statement that was made by Bilam in Parshas Balak. If you want to look at it in its entirety, in Aleph Teira Arashalim, Hein Om Kalavi Yokim, this nation of Klal Yisrael, in later days, Ba'achas Yom is going to get up like a Lavi. Everybody knows what Lavi. Chari is Nasa. Lo yishka vad yoichol terev v'dam chalolim yishte. It's not going to rest at night until it destroys all of its enemies to the point that you'll be able to drink the blood from the street. We don't mean literally. It's just said in a poetic fashion. Anyway, but what do I see from this? That dam chalolim is considered to be a mashke of yishte. Only dam chalolim is a mashke that you can go and use to be machshir food items to be kabel tumah, not dam magefa, and not dam meis, and dam shchita. Frey tomorrow, but dam shchita not may have a pasik siv. It says about the blood, rakadom loisechele, don't eat the blood, al artish buchenu ka moyim. Since it's compared to mayim, it's a hekish to mayim, or smichas to mayim, we know mayim is machshir, so lechoyra, dam of a geshachmuna animal should also be machshir. Sekhtimara, no, that Tishbuchenu Kamayim tells us another drasha. That pasuk, when we're talking about shechting an animal and the blood spills like water, that animal is not your regular animal. It's an animal that used to be kodshim. It developed a mum. You had to be poyed to it. And now it becomes chulin plus. What do you mean chulin plus? You eat it like chulin, but there are other halachas that still apply. So kedai techemina, says Imar. Hoyu vasir regizu avoida. As we know, even though it's psuli hamikdashim and you've been poided, you're not allowed to treat it like just any normal animal. It says in the pasuk, tizbach v'yachalta basar. And we dash in tizbach v'loi giza basar v'loi chalav v'yachalta v'loi leklavecha. You have to keep it on a certain high level. It's chulin plus. Yes, be respectful, like you say. Good. So since it's also a gizra avoida, maybe I would think domen liboy kvura. He doesn't mean literally kvura. He means that you should not have a no. Just like you can't have a no from the gizra or avoida. You can't take this animal after you appointed it. And now, if it was sheep, to go and take off the wool and sell it. You can't go and have this animal, if it's a par, it's a para, whatever, and do avoida in, do harisha in your, that you're not to do. So maybe I can't go and use the dam either. Just like I can use water, I can use this blood as well, but nothing to do with hilchois mashal kabotuma. Kamashmalan, that's why I have to have the special lima to go and tell you that just like mayim can go and be mashir, also the dam can be mashir, but only of dam chalolim according to this gemara, but not dam shchita.
So if someone messed up the shchita and the animal was not kashach,
just in time.
And the gemara was not, and the animal was not kashach.
Don't mind. There's only one more line. Let's finish it, and then we'll be able to ask all the questions. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, dam chalolim yishta prat. It comes to exclude one more thing. Dam kilua. Dam kilua, yes, we'll be right with you in a moment.
I cannot get the can.
One second.
She is almost finished. The car, I bring him in, big guy.
We'll stop over here, Vice Side. We'll learn this tongue from Shmuel Yetchum.
Rabbi, I mean, I was
telling you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zag is in, Zag is in.